You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tohora, or southern right whales, are searching further north and south for food across the Southern Ocean. The researchers say the changes happened over the past 30 years after a long period of remarkable consistency in whale feeding ranges dating back to the 1700s. I spoke to one of the researchers, Emma Carroll, from the University of Auckland, on this topic.
Yeah, we were able to take advantage of historical whaling records. So the Yankee whalers, the American whalers, visited the Southern Ocean as early as 1792. So we were able to look at whaling records from up to four centuries ago to compare to our current results.
Now, you've found that change has happened over the past 30 years and after a long period of remarkable consistency in whale feeding ranges, obviously dating back to the 1700s. Could you tell me about this consistency?
We found that mid-latitude foraging grounds, so around 40 degrees south to 50 degrees south, were used a lot by the whales during the whaling era. So, you know, 1800s to 1900s. But also we find that they're very well used by populations today as well. So that's really reassuring. It means that these regions are probably doing quite well in terms of ecosystems. They're still productive. There's still a lot of food there for our whales and other species like seabirds and seals, which is really reassuring. However, we do see changes in the high-latitude foraging of these whales. So that's kind of around Antarctica, 60 degrees south and higher. And the interesting thing is that the change in the use of these high-latitude areas really varies depending on where you are in the world. So if we look at the Southwest Atlantic, so those are Tohara populations in South Africa and Brazil, they actually show a decrease in the use of these high-latitude foraging areas over the last 30 years. And in contrast, if you look at here, Aotearoa, New Zealand, and in Southeast Australia, we actually see a slight increase in the use of these high-latitude areas over the last 30 years. And when we take a step back and have a look at what's going on with what these whales eat and how their ecosystems are changing, this makes sense because the Southwest Atlantic is one of the most rapidly warming places in the world, whereas actually south of New Zealand and around Antarctica is actually quite cool still. So we see changes in their foraging or feeding habits that make sense in terms of climate change where these animals live. And it's quite reassuring in some respects because these whales are actually adapting and changing what they're doing in response to the climate.
Changes in the availability of krill and other small crustaceans which tohora feed on, likely being in relation to climate change. Could you tell me a bit about this?
Yeah, so krill is the mainstay of what these whales eat when they are far south. In fact, krill is basically the keystone species in the Antarctic environment. But we know that they're quite sensitive to changes in temperature. And so if the oceans are warming, that we know that their krill populations will decline. But what's really interesting is if we look at the mid-latitudes, you know, they're probably eating what are called copepods. These are another kind of small plankton species. But the plankton in the mid-latitudes don't seem to be as sensitive to changes in temperature as krill are. So that's reassuring because it suggests that those mid-latitude foraging grounds potentially could maintain could still be stable into the future.
Now, is there any area of your research which you'd like to explore further?
Yeah, so we are also putting satellite trackers on tohora from New Zealand and Australia, and colleagues are also doing that in South America and South Africa. So that is actually going to let us not just look at where those whales are feeding, but what kind of ocean features that they're looking at, so, you know, upwellings or currents. And that will help us better understand exactly how they're using their environment and what cues that they're looking at.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't spoken about already?
Well, you can follow the voyages of the whales or tohora that we've satellite tracked at www.tohoravoyages.ac.nz.
That was Emma Carroll from the University of Auckland speaking about how tohora, or southern right whales, are searching further north and south for food across the Southern Ocean, which may be linked to climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.